It is 88.5 KCSN with Sky Daniels welcoming Serena Ryder. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
It's great to have you out here. It's been such an enormous year for you. And we were talking earlier about how I guess it's like life is working in two phases for you. You had an enormous run of success with Harmony and particularly Stompa in your homeland of Canada. How many awards have you won so far in Canada for this? Just about all of them, right? You got a bunch.
It's been a really good round so far. Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been so much fun. It feels like it's just been like a week since we released it, but
yeah. a lot truly has happened. I don't know whether or not you knew in the proverbial sense when you came out of the studio, but did you anticipate it having such a massive multi-format across all genres? Your audience is starting to shift incredibly. Could you have anticipated that?
It made me aware, the success of this record has made me aware of how that multi-format crossover doesn't happen. I didn't really know that much before,
right?
Because I was doing kind of one thing and being, you know, on one kind of format and doing one kind of style of music. So doing this record, people are always pointing out to me, wow, this is really crossing a lot of genres and formats, and different people who like totally different styles of music are liking yours. And that's really, really exciting for me, because that's what I aimed to do when I did this record, was do it all, and why not?
Right.
Yeah.
And now, I guess when you look out, particularly in Canada, at an audience, you're seeing those people who show up, you know, all shapes,
it's
sizes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm looking out onto the audience and I'm seeing like 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls like singing all the words and dancing to my music. And then there's like 60, 70-year-old people that, you know, are also doing the same thing, because on this record, Harmony, I have songs that sound like they're from the 40s to songs that sound like they're like an R&B song from today, you know? So it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Well, then why don't we give our audience here in Los Angeles an example of what all that excitement's all about. What do you want to start out with?
I'm going to start off with a song called What I Wouldn't Do.
All right. This is Serena Ryder, and it is live on 88.5 KCSN.
If you should fall to pieces, you know I'll pick them up. There are so many reasons I'm never gonna get enough. If you should leave this country, you know I'll come to you. Because you always loved me. Oh, what I wouldn't do. Oh, what I wouldn't do. I'll carry the weight. River that I am floating down. I've never been a swimmer, but I know that I'll never drown. I know that I'll never drown. The colors grow stronger. 100 different shades of blue. I'm finding your water. Forget everything I knew. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, what I wouldn't do.
It's 88.5 KCSN live with Serena Ryder. And I must let our audience know that this is Serena playing, well, not really acoustic, a stripped down version along with Sekou, your drummer, right?
Yeah, Sekou Lumumba. Just the two of you. Drums.
Just the two of you. Welcome, Sekou.
Yay.
Good to see you. Obviously, we just talked about so much wonderful stuff happening, and it's all starting to happen here in the States and blow up to even bigger proportions than it had been prior to this. But after Is It Okay, which made its mark, you know, here in the United States quite strongly and did quite well in Canada, apparently everything wasn't okay.
Yeah, no.
Because you sort of took a hiatus of sorts.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a forced vacation in the form of clinical depression. It was pretty intense. You know, I don't know. I don't know. It was definitely one of the most gigantic times of my life.
Yeah.
You know, gigantic and devastating at the same time. And you know, depression is something that I've felt and struggled with a lot in my life. And it was something that I actually didn't really know too much about, even though I was going through it and still go through it. I did a lot of ignoring how I was feeling,
right,
and thinking about what I should be feeling and kind of pushing through in that kind of a way. So even the record Is It Okay, a lot of the songs were songs that I feel like after singing over and over and over again created a little bit of a dreary reality for me. It was an amazing experience to come through and
right
out the other side. And for me, this record was me on the other side of that clinical depression and that intense time in my life.
So you had you know, first of all, things that you'd been internalizing, you had a better handle on, and you could really more or less, as much as any artist feels free,
yeah,
when they go into the recording of a record, you probably were feeling as free as you'd felt in perhaps ever.
Absolutely. I felt like I had nothing to lose because when you lose everything, you don't have anything to lose. And that can be the most freeing thing, you know. It can be. Sometimes it's not. I was very lucky because depression is not something that, you know, a lot of people just come through, you know. And I feel really blessed that I was able to come through it and had really amazing people around me and got really good help.
Well, good, and I wanted you to articulate that rather than, you know, be nosy and pry around on your, in your personal life. And I can see that you are willing to share that with anyone who perhaps are going through some of those struggles themselves, and that you sought some help and came out the better for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like it's a process because, you know, I feel like depression in general is something that's so stigmatized, and you know, I don't really even know that much about it, and I went through it myself. It can be very, very scary. And the thing that I realized, but it's something that happens to you. It's a disease. It's something that can happen to you,
right,
and that you need to seek professional help for, and to learn about what depression actually is, because it's not you. You're not depression.
Right.
Depression is something that's happening to you.
Well, God bless. Great, great sentiment, and hopefully supportive words for anyone who might take that to heart. That last song, What I Wouldn't Do, you've stated is an outright, total love song.
Yeah.
It's like you're mad in love, and there's nothing you wouldn't do for the one you're in love with.
Absolutely.
You did, however, in the song, I noticed, reach back into the color palette in one of your lyrics, as you did with, we were talking about Is It Okay, with a little bit of red. It seems like your mind operates sometimes in colors, because you had a similar line in there, and I'm trying to remember it now. I want to say
100 different shades of blue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, so I
didn't notice that either, but yeah, I guess so. I feel like emotion is so big,
right,
and it's really hard to describe it with words based on explaining emotion, because emotions are so big that how could you explain it with a word? Sometimes color and sound explain a lot more than a word describing what that color is. What does blue mean? Who the hell knows? Look at it. How does it make you feel?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, then, with that in mind, why don't we, rather than try to explain this next song, why don't you play a song, and we will listen to and feel the results. What do you want to play for us next?
This one's called Merry-Go-Round.
You got it. It's Serena Ryder on KCSN.
Have you ever fallen? Have you ever hit the ground? Have you ever laid there? Have you ever just stayed down? Have you ever looked up and laughed at the big blue sky? Have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered why? Why you always hide? Sing on, sun down, merry-go-round. Too young to leave this town. Someone's playing your song. Feels good singing along. What could go wrong? What about midnight? What about she disappears? What about your stories? What about your fairy tales? What about the secret you don't need to keep inside? What about the reasons? What about the reasons why? Why you? Go wrong. Gimme, gimme, want you, want you, got you, got you, got it. Gimme, gimme, want you, want you, got you, got you, got it. Gimme, gimme, want you, want you, got you, got you, got it. Gimme.
KCSN. Tristan, you know we always allow for full sustain. It's a rule here in our live session. Serena Ryder is joining us. Serena, we talked before you started playing about how originally you would be playing at folk shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then you might go across town in Toronto and play with a friend in a hard rock band, and then you might go over here. But in the States, at least, you were known, initially and more or less perceived as a rootsy type performer. Certainly a lot of those songs. And then comes Stompa, which totally, changes. Now, you rocked on Little Bit of Red and other songs, but rocking like this, it's a whole different thing. Mm. What was the genesis of this song and you saying, this is going to represent me now, and for better, worse, and it obviously has been for better so far.
Mm-hmm. I think it had a lot to do with marriage, and I don't mean marriage in the sense of marrying someone, marrying all the different parts of myself that felt like they were in separate rooms all the time. I felt like I was totally in different boxes, and there was different parts of me that could do different things, and I knew they were all there, but only one of them really had a chance to do their thing and to shine. And those other parts were really, really, really screwed up and really lonely because I didn't really play around with all of the things that I could do because I didn't feel free to do that. I felt like I needed to be one kind of person and stick to one kind of identity. And I feel like everybody feels that way, you know?
Yeah.
People feel like a hypocrite if they say one thing one day and they say the opposite the next day. But I feel like that's just changing your mind, and that your mind should change all the time. And so should your music. And I think that's healthy. So Stompa really was the first time that I feel like I married that little girl when I was 8 years old who was obsessed with listening to Ella Fitzgerald over and over and over again. And, you know, even the verses are kind of more like a jazzy melody. And then also, you know, the girl who I am now and in my 20s who's like obsessed with T-Rex and like loves that, you know, loves all of that kind of rock and like loves Mark's, you know, clothing, like all of those things. And then that girl who loves to rock out and I've always wanted to own a flying V. It's like, okay, why the hell not? Why can't I own a flying V?
So which you're strapping right now, by the way.
Which I just put on, actually. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, so now we have, I think, an apt description of a very unique song in Stompa, Ella Fitzgerald meets T-Rex.
I love it. And there we go.
and we also know it's the marriage of everything, because the song does celebrate how music does help you get through day-to-day life.
Absolutely. That's exactly what the message is of Stompa. It's that music can change your life, and just let it.
Well, why don't we have you change a few lives right now by playing, albeit a stripped-down version of a song that has already dominated, and I do mean dominated, the charts in her homeland of Canada. We're going to hear it now live on 88.5 KCSN. It is Serena Ryder and Stompa.
There's a line, and I can see it in your eyes. There's a memory of the way you used to be. Nothing's gone, it still shines every time you turn it on. And when slow it down, oh yeah, oh. People working every night and day, never give yourself no time, got too many bills to pay. Slow down, nothing's gonna disappear. If you give yourself some room to move to the music you hear, gotta get up, listen to me, clap your hands, stomp your feet. People looking for the great escape, looking to the greener side, trying to find a better way. Slow down, open up your big brown eyes, feel the rhythm in your heart, you don't even need to try. Gotta get up, listen to me, clap your head, stomp your feet. Nothing is bound. Stomp your feet, stomp your feet. When you can't seem to shake off all the feelings that are breaking little pieces of the music that's in you, all the pain that you feel, I can't prove it's not real. It's just one thing you gotta do. Oh, stomp your feet. Oh,
88.5 KCS, and I was just smiling watching her have a great time. Serena Ryder, you were rocking out. You were having a great time.
Yes, yes, we were. Absolutely.
And we hope that our audience had a great time. I've been talking about how great of a success this record has already had in Canada, but you this week hit number one on one of the AAA radio charts here in the United States.
We did, yeah.
See?
It's really exciting.
It's taking off.
Yay!
And so we're so happy for you, and we really do appreciate you coming out. I'm going to get to see you on Monday night again.
That's right. I'm playing a show with the Troubadour, everybody, so if you want to come out.
We are really, really looking forward to it because we know that's going to be full on, and I'll even see the many shades, wink, wink, of Serena Ryder in that performance. But thanks so much for coming out and joining us on Live on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
You got it. It is 88.5 KCSN.